Good morning. It's Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on this Friday morning, Alan, we hear that the House has approved a budget plan clearing a way for tax cuts. It still would have to go through the Senate, but this portends some pain, especially for those of us in the Northeast and those blue states.
That's right, David. In order to get the votes, the Republicans are going to have to make some deals here, and they've put a few things out front. One of them is the deductibility of state and local taxes. And there are already some of the key players who are saying, we may have to do something about that. Look, this vote came very, very close. Now, of course, nobody should ever confuse the way people do things in Congress because, as I've said so many times, you're either off the hook, meaning you can go and do it because you can't lose. These Republicans in New York State who are marginal to begin with are going to now oppose the interests of their state and, for example, the deductibility of state and local taxes. So the vote comes out, I think, within four votes. But, of course, that's the way it's always done. The leaders say, we have enough votes, we'll make it very close, you can be off because we have to protect you. That's the way that they do it, so nobody should be fooled by the fact that it's close, because that's the way it always is in order to protect the marginal players who have something to lose. Now, in terms of getting this done, it's going to be tough, because many of the people who are in other than the blue states are going to be having an awful lot of pressure put on them for one thing or another that exists in the tax bill. So let's see how it all plays out as it gets closer. Now, the president wants it done by Thanksgiving or right after Thanksgiving. That's a very tall order.
Another tall order involves dealing with the opioid crisis. President Trump declared a public health emergency yesterday, but not a national emergency, which would have led to the rapid allocation of funds, says the New York Times. And in their editorial, Alan, they say the president still hasn't grasped what he's needed to do to combat the problem.
Well, you know, this president has done a war on the poor. He's done a war on people of color. But now, with the opioid crisis, you're dealing with the middle class as well as all of those disadvantaged groups. And that is something that has got the administration obviously worried enough to do something. In other words, they're making noise, but are we making progress? That's the question. If we need money in order to set up rehab, in order to have more mental health counselors, in order to get people who know what they're doing, that's money, that's green. And if you don't do that, the rest of it is baloney.
Now to the release of 2,800 Kennedy assassination files. It's incomplete. Documents, however, talk about mobsters, spies, Kremlin suspicions. But of course, files not released, and the president has called for them to be released within a certain time frame.
David, if anybody thought this was going to put a stop to the Kennedy conspiracy theories, they couldn't have been more wrong. All of a sudden, we're hearing about the CIA, and did they have a role in this? Did the FBI have a role in it? And I'm fascinated by the fact that we know that the FBI right now is tracking down the Russian subversion of the American democracy and whether or not President Trump had anything to do with any of that. And this could bring a real black eye to the FBI and to the CIA, and could also create the diversion that this president has been looking for, because they are under tremendous pressure because of Bob Mueller's investigation. So one and one makes two. We know about bright lights. We know about taking people's minds from one thing to another, and this just opens it all up again. Anybody who thought it was all going to go away when this stuff got released couldn't have been more wrong, especially since it now turns out that they're not releasing the most important stuff.
You've talked to many authors over the years, different theories on the Kennedy assassination. Where do you come down, Alan? Do you have a thought on this?
No, I have one thought, and that is it's almost incredible that one schlemiel, Lee Harvey Oswald, did it all without any kind of prompting. We know that there was all kinds of entanglements with the Russians, and now we're hearing about the CIA, we're hearing about the FBI, the idea that Ruby was allowed to get in there with a gun. I got people yesterday who said, well, he knew the cops, and that's why he was allowed in there. It just doesn't make an awful lot of sense to me. I don't come down anywhere because I don't know, but I think that's the case. We don't know.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Have a great weekend, Alan, listeners, and we'll regroup on Monday.
We will, and again, we're still thinking back to that miraculous fund drive and to all of the good work everybody did. Thank you so much.